This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Here we go. This is Riyad Rzazi. Welcoming you to the stories of the prophets. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we are with episode 22. And we're still with the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Lessons from the story of Yusuf. So, session number 5, just talking about Yusuf alayhi salam. And we're still just in the beginning of Surah Yusuf, just talking about Prophet Yusuf. So this series is the series about prophets. And so far we are with Yusuf alayhi salam. I'll just give a minute for more people to join. Zakum Allah khair for joining. Barakallahu feekum, those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram. I hope you're having a great Friday. And do not forget those of you who are still, you know, towards the end of the day to make dua, especially before Maghrib. And those of you who've already passed Maghrib, then I hope you had made dua today, Friday. Today, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there is an hour, you know, on Friday. And if you were to make dua, in that hour, your dua shall be accepted. And that dua and that hour is the end of Friday, which is yani between Maghrib and Asr, yani right before Maghrib. So I hope you took advantage of that time to make lots of dua, inshallah ta'ala. I hope also you recited Surah Al-Kahf today. I hope you did, because it is one of the practices of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At any rate, I hope you're all doing great, inshallah ta'ala, my brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining. And are you guys ready, inshallah? Ready with Surah Yusuf again? Go and delve, and so that we can press start. You know, like that start right there, the start button, so that we can start the movie. You know, the movie story of Yusuf alayhi salam. It is like a movie, but with lots of lessons. We derive lots of lessons. I hope, Nawad, you got a new notebook, because you said, I understood from yesterday that you needed another, and like a new notebook. I hope you got a new one. You know, you guys want, you know, I've got my own, you know, notebook myself with lots of highlights and all the colors and everything, you know. I like bright colors. I like colors. I like highlighters. I always take notes and highlight my notes. Anyways, yalla, bismillah. Let's start, inshallah ta'ala. Bismillah. We will start with just a quick preview of where we left off yesterday, you know, and just reviewing, you know, a little bit of what we talked about yesterday. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. From verse number 7. لقد كان في يوسف وإخوته آيات للسائلين إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا ونحن عصبة إن أبانا لفي ضلال مبين اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين قال قائل منهم لا تقتلوا يوسف وألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعض السيارة إن كنتم فاعلين قالوا يا أبانا ما لك لا تأمنا على يوسف ما لك لا تأمنا على يوسف وإنا له لناصحون أرسله معنا غدا يرتع ويلعب وإنا له لحافظون قال إني ليحزنني أن تذهبوا به وأخاف أن يأكله الذئب وأنتم عنه غافلون قالوا لئن أكله الذئب ونحن عصبة إنا إذا لخاسرون فلما ذهبوا به وأجمعوا أن يجعلوه في غيابة الجب وأوحينا إليه لتنبئنهم بأمرهم هذا وهم لا يشعرون وجاءوا أباهم عشاء يبكون قالوا يا أبانا إنا ذهبنا نستبق وتركنا يوسف عند متاعنا فأكله الذئب وما أنت بمؤمن لنا ولو كنا صادقين وجاءوا على قميصه بدم كذب قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون. The Quran, the words of Allah. The Quran is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Quran brings peace when you recite it. It really brings that peace, that serenity, that comfort to your heart. Especially Surah Yusuf, as the ulama they say, whoever is going through any hardship, whoever is going through any sadness, let them read Surah Yusuf. Let them read Surah Yusuf. So remember yesterday, my brothers and sisters, when they plotted, you know, against their brother Yusuf. You know, these are the brothers. They went to the father, you know, asking him to let Yusuf go out with them. As Yusuf is the youngest, well, he has his other brother, you know, Binyamin, who's younger, but these two youngest were those who are closest to the father. You know, the other ones are, you know, old enough, they were on their own. So they said, why don't you let Yusuf go with us, oh father? Let him come with us. We're going out hunting and playing in the, you know, in the outskirts of the town. And that conversation that happened between their father Yaqub and the brothers, they gave reassurance to the father that we shall take care of Yusuf. You have nothing to worry about, because the father said, I'm afraid that if you were to go, you'll forget about him and the wolf will come and, you know, and attack him. So they took Yusuf alayhi salam, right? They took Yusuf alayhi salam. This is just what we talked about yesterday quickly. They took Yusuf alayhi salam, and Yusuf was excited. He was, you know, happy to go out with the brother, you know, their brothers. You know, finally he's going to go out with his brothers to play and have fun. You know, they were all, you know, laughing with him, you know, hugging him in front of the father. But as soon as they, you know, they went on into their, you know, doing their thing, their reaction, you know, changed. Their faces changed. They started, you know, giving him the back look. They were yelling at him. And Yusuf was surprised, you know, and all of a sudden they stripped him off. They took off his shirt and then they carried him to throw him into that pit, you know, into that jub. Yusuf alayhi salam, again, you know, he thought initially this was a game, but what kind of game is this? You know, this is, I'm not happy about this. This is not good. I don't like this. Mothers, what are you doing? What are you taking me? They threw him into that pit, into al-jub. And I spoke about, you know, the difference between jub and bi'r. Bi'r in Arabic, you know, the well. And in the Quran, you know, in English it says the well. But it, in fact, it was not actually just the well. It was something called al-jub, which is deeper, darker, you know. So they threw him into that, you know, into that jub. And they left. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وجاءت سيارة فأرسلوا والدهم فأدلى دلوه. They went to the father. Before that, they went to the father. And then they said, oh father, we went to play. But when did they go to the father? They went to the father at night. And we spoke about that yesterday, right? They went to the father at night, you know, pretending that they were crying. And of course, that the father does not see their reaction, you know, because it was dark. And they were crying, you know, carrying this shirt, which they, you know, they splashed some blood of some goat, you know, and then they said, Father Yusuf, you know, we went to play, and the wolf did come and attack him and killed him, and وَمَا كُنَّا, and you were not going to believe us even if we're to speak the truth. They said, you're not going to believe us even if you were to speak the truth. And then they showed him this shirt, you know, with bloody shirt. You know, as they say in England, bloody, this bloody shirt. They showed him this bloody shirt, And the father, you know, in some hadith, he said, how nice is this wolf? How nice is this wolf who came to attack and kill my son? And he did not tear the shirt apart. He only, you know, splashed it with blood. But my son, you know, the father said, how nice he is. And normally when a wolf would attack a kid or whoever, of course it will, the shirt will be torn apart and blood everywhere and whatnot. But because their maliciousness or their malicious act got, you know, subhanAllah, gassed against them when they showed the father, that shirt. And the father knew that they were lying, but he did not call them liars. He did not call them liars. He just said, the father, alayhi salam, Yaqub, he says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, he said, قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون. Your nafs, you know, your ego has plotted, you know, has done something, has plotted, you know, Yusuf to do something against Yusuf. فصبر جميل. All I have to show is beautiful patience. والله المستعان على ما تصفون. So, brothers and sisters, then this sayara, these travelers, they were traveling by, and then they, subhanAllah, they ran out of water. They passed by this well, they saw a well, this pit, you know, this well right there. So they sent one of their people to bring them some water. And then as this man threw the bucket down, Yusuf, he heard some movement. He's, you know, and then he grabbed into this bucket. And as the guy, you know, he was putting the bucket up, and then Yusuf came up. And the boy said, or the man said, ya bushra, hadha gulam, wa asarruhu bida'a, wallahu alimun bima ya'malun. وجاءت سيارة فأرسلوا واردهم فأدنى دلوه قال يا بشرى هذا غلام قال يا بشرى هذا غلام يا بشرى. Oh, what a beautiful glad tidings. يا بشرى, this is غلام, what a beautiful boy. هذا غلام. وأسره بضاعة والله عليم بما يعملون وشروه بثمن بخس دراهم معدودة وكانوا فيه من الزاهدين. And then they brothers and sisters, Yusuf the prophet, the son of the prophet was, you know, they was sold as a slave in the markets of Egypt, not in Palestine, in Egypt. That's how far he was, right? Very far. This is why, my brothers and sisters, he did not know how to go back to his parents when he grew up. He did not know, right? He's a kid. He was 12 years old, you know, and they threw him into the desert, you know, and then from there he went to Egypt. So from Egypt to Palestine, it's very, very far. So he did not know his way back to his dad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is, you know, briefly what we talked about yesterday. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَةٍ وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ. In Arabic, when you sell something, you say, when you buy something, you say, اشترى, يشتري, right? When you buy, you say, اشتري. But these people, they did not buy Yusuf. They sold Yusuf. So why Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran said, وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسِ. شَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسِ. ثَمَنٍ بَخْسِ means a very, very cheap price. A prophet, beautiful kid. دَرَاهِمَ, دَرَاهِم, دَرْهَم. دَرْهَم in Arabic means, you know, a coin. It's like a, you know, it's a currency. Like in Morocco today, they have the currency in Morocco is dirham. The currency in Emirat is dirham. The currency in the UK is pounds. The currency in Canada is dollars, right? So the currency in Morocco is dirham. يعني دراهم معدودة. يعني very, very cheap price. They just, but they said, Allah says, وَشَرَوْهُ. brothers and sisters, are you ready to learn a little bit of Arabic here? Even the Arabs may not understand. Even the Arabs may not understand the difference right here. So are you ready to learn this little tweaky thingy here, beautiful thing about, you know, in Arabic, the Arabic language? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Sharaw. So do you want to know? Yes or yes, Nasima. Do you want to know? Shahnaz Kabir, Shazia and Watermelon. Watermelon and Baraka Hearts. Huh? Shazia, you ready, you guys? Yalla Yashmin? Huh? All right. Yes, Tayyib. Yes, please. Baraka Hearts. Listen. In Arabic, we say Ishtara. Ishtara. Shan. Shan, he said, G. I'm teaching Arabic and he's talking to me in Urdu. You know what? So how can you make sense of this now? How can you make sense of this? I'm about to teach Arabic. Nasima, I'm about to teach Arabic. And Sean, you know Sean, you know Sean. Nasima, you know Sean, you know, from London. He's telling me, G. And he's probably doing this with his head. G, like this, G. And probably he's moving his eyes too, like G, like, yeah, G, you know. I'm teaching you Arabic. You should say na'am. You should say na'am. I am na'am. He says that. He says yes, I am. He's moving his head like this. You should say na'am. All right. But anyways, I know. Anyways, so he where was I? Yes. In Arabic, when you buy something, you say ishtara with ta. Ishtara. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, washarau, sharau, sharauhu. Yani, he removed the ta. He removed the ta. Sharauhu means in the Quran, they sold him. If you read Arabic as an Arab, you think, oh, they bought. But it is not ishtara. It is not ishtara. Allah removed the ta, the t. He removed it, but he says, washarauhu. وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ. They sold him with a very, very cheap price. دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَةٍ. Very few dirhams. وَكَانُ فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ. They just said, yallah, ha, take whatever. What price do you give for this boy? Huh? Whatever, yallah, take.
وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر لامرأته أكرمي مثواه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا.
And who bought him, my brothers and sisters? This is عجيب. The one who bought him happens to be that minister of finance or the trustee of Egypt, the guy who takes care of the wealth of the finance of Egypt. He bought him. He bought him for many reasons. He bought Yusuf for many reasons. This man, he told his wife, وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِنْ مِصْرَ لِمْرَأَتِهِ أَكْرِمِي مَثْوَاهُ. He loved him. He loved him. He saw him and he loved him. He told the evidence as to why he loved him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he told his wife, this man told his wife, وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِنْ مِصْرَ لِمْرَأَتِهِ أَكْرِمِي مَثْوَاهُ. Be good to him. عَسَىٰ أَن يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا. Here's the key, brothers and sisters. He told his wife, عَسَىٰ, he may be of benefit to us, or they may take him as a son. He may take him as a son. Look at the name of Allah, Al-Qadir, which comes from Qudrah, the ability. The man who bought him happens to be childless. He didn't have no kids. Look, it's all, as I said yesterday, orchestrated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the whole thing. Right? So this man, this kid who came from this family, you know, very pampered kid, you know, thrown into the well, came up from the well, right? Came up from the well, and then he goes to the markets of Egypt to be purchased, you know, as a slave by a very powerful man, you know, who, subhanallah, loved him just because, you know, he
number one, does not have kids. He didn't have kids. So he saw this beautiful boy. He purchased him. He was cheap. Cheap. And this man has so much money. And this guy is so cheap. I'm going to buy him. He's cheap. He's a boy. And he's handsome. Yeah. What? يعني, where can I get this? You know, this is a huge deal. This is an amazing deal. So he told his wife, be good to him. He may be of benefit to us. And we may take him as a son. أو نتخذه ولدا. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض ولنعلمه من تأويل الأحاديث والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Brothers and sisters, especially the sisters, they will love this piece here about men. I'm going to give you something. I don't think Shuyukh would like to talk about it, but I'm going to give you a very beautiful secret about men. You know, are you guys ready to learn about this? You know, this is about men, a beautiful secret about men. Are you ready to learn it? You know, Nasima, are you ready to learn about men? Iman and Shazia and Watermelon, you want to learn about this secret about men? It's in the Quran. You will learn about men, whether you're married or not married. You will learn secret about men. Yes means, he said, yes, I want to know about men. All right, I'll tell you this little beautiful thing. No, Khima. You know, no, they cannot be idiots, man. How can they be idiots? La, ya habibi, la. No. No, nay. No, they're not idiots. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first said about Yusuf alayhi salam. Right, now he's a slave. He's a slave working, you know, and living in the palace, you know, by this man, you know, by this minister of, let's say, finance, right? The trustee, you know, the trustee. And then comes in the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal upon Yusuf, alayhi salam. He says, Allah Azza wa Jal now is going to teach him something. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِن تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him. Blessings of the dunya and the blessings of the akhirah. What kind of blessings? Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him. Now he's living in the palace. That's number one. And number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with the interpretation of dreams. Now he will learn about how to interpret dreams. لِنُعَلِّمِهُ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. Before he did not know how to interpret dreams. And this will become very handy for him. When? Twice. It will become handy for him when he is thrown in jail. And number two, you know, yes. So he will, you know, he will interpret the dreams of the people in jail. Number two, the dream of the king. It's like I told you, it's like a movie. One thing that leads to another. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with ilm al-deen and ilm al-dunya. The ilm of the deen and the ilm of the dunya. The science of the deen and the science of the dunya. And you need them both. The shuyukh, the imams, they need this ilm both. On top of that, look what happens. Sisters, this is the bit I wanted you to hear and understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse number 22. وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَدْجِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And when he attained his full manhood. How old? When he attained his full manhood. وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. Then we blessed him when he Allah Azza wa Jalla says, when he attained his full manhood. يعني his prime maturity. His prime, when he reached his prime, when he reached his maturity, when he reached his full manhood, when he attained his full manhood. But we don't know what age is that. We don't know what age is that. And then we're going to go and look in the Quran and see if we can find another ayah in the Quran that will interpret that ayah for us.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when he reached his full manhood. When does a man reach his full manhood? Another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to Musa alayhi salam. With regard to Musa alayhi salam. ولما بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة. With regard to Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, when Musa, he reached his manhood, or he attained his manhood, and he reached the age of 40. Does that mean that man will only reach their full manhood, their full maturity, when they are 40? The ulama, they said that 40 is that age for men when they are fully, fully, you know, complete. يعني وش نا complete؟ يعني إحنا man, we can, you may say we're never complete. يعني we need somebody else to complete us. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we complete each other. But when man, subhanAllah, reach that age of 40, he will reach his full manhood. Women, mashallah, they tend to reach that, not manhood, that full maturity when they are younger. But men will reach that full maturity and that full manhood when they are in that age of 40 years old. So if your husband is not 40 years old, maybe you can give him a PlayStation and let him play with the Xbox. Let him play with whatever. يعني, why? Because he's still a kid. He's still a kid. He's not 40 years old. If your husband is not 40 years old, let him play. Let him have fun. يعني كده. He's still a kid, مسكين. Even if he's 39 years old. Even if he's 39 years old, he's still a kid. Like Shan, for instance, he's 37, right? He's still a kid. Shan, the one who said men are idiots. Astaghfirullah al-azim. Astaghfirullah. He's 37 years old. Yani he has not reached his full maturity. He's a kid. Do you agree or agree? Of course, now all the feminists will pop up right now. All the feminism, you know, will act up right now. All of them are saying, yes, that makes sense. The sisters are saying, yeah, that makes sense. That's la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Yeah, gee, now they're saying, yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You see, they like it that way. They like it. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him when he reached that age with its full, you know, that full maturity, you know, that prime. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, blessed him with ilm, you know, the two ilm, the ilm of the dunya and the ilm of the akhirah. Not only that, my brothers and sisters, not only that, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with that beauty. He was beautiful, he was so handsome, but as he grew up in age, he became even more beautiful and more handsome. Na'am, na'am, na'am. You see, take a look at a picture of a little boy. Or maybe you may say, but Sheikh, you know, when they're little boys, you know, they are cuties. Yeah, they are cuties. But when they grow up in age, they become even more handsome. Yes, you know, yeah. Men are men and women are women. You know, Allah Azza wa Jalla made us, you know, that way. So, but of course, he takes over his beauty from his mother. His mother? What mother? His grandmother or grandmother. He takes it from his great-grandmother, Sarah. Sarah. He comes from the progeny of Sarah. And the Prophet Muhammad says that, you know, the most beautiful woman on earth after Hawa is Sarah. And Sarah, well, she was the daughter, the wife of who? Of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he is, who's, of course, Ibrahim is his great-great-great-great father.
of Yusuf alayhi salam. So he comes and he takes that beauty from his great mother Sara alayhi salam. So the story goes like that. He lives beautifully, happily in the palace. Brothers and sisters, something amazing will happen. What will happen? As he grew up in age, he's stronger now, he's more handsome, he's smart, he has ilm, of dunya and deen. And the lady that he used to live with, she had desires for him. And I want to warn you about some Israeliyat here. I want to warn you about some stories that are, people are mentioning out there, from the Israelis, from the books of the Banu Israel, but I will explain inshallah ta'ala in due time. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه وغلقت الأبواب وقالت هيت لك. قال معاذ الله إنه ربي أحسن مثواي إنه لا يفلح الظالمون.
And that lady, the wife of that trustee or the minister of finance, she sought to seduce him. So what did she do? She called him after she beautified herself with whatever, how she dressed up and the makeup and the mascara and the mascara and whatnot, right? And then she called him. After she called him, she locked all the doors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَغَلَّقَتِ, and she closed all the doors. Maybe the doors of her of the palace, the doors of the pavilion, the doors of the chamber, the doors of the room, the many doors, she locked them. And then she says, Yusuf, هَيْتَلَكَ, right here, I'm all yours. Yusuf, I am all yours. Yusuf, I am all yours. He says, Hayta lak.
Qala ma'adha Allah. Qala ma'adha Allah. Innahu Rabbi. Ahsana mathwai. Innahu la yuflihu al-zalimun.
Ma'adha Allah. This lady, she had desires over Yusuf. But Yusuf says, I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I seek refuge in Allah, ma'ad Allah. But something interesting, my brothers and sisters, I want to pause and I want to bring in all, pick your brains right here. Pick your brains. Let's study a little bit. Let's drive or dwell a little bit deeper here about all the instruments of temptations, they were all ready. Please follow me here. I beg you, please follow me here. All the instruments of temptations were all present. Let's count them all together. 10 types of instruments. Take notes. 10 types I see. 10 types of temptations, instruments of temptations. They were all present. Number one, Yusuf, young. He was young, 40 years old, young. Number two, A'zab, single. يعني some, all these instruments of temptation that made it or that could have paved the road for him to fall into the trap or her trap. Number one, young. Number two, single. Because some women, they don't like, as they say, I don't like to share. Well, okay, then you can stay single as you want. I don't know, with all the respect, So he was single. He wasn't married. He had no wife to think of, or no honor to think of, but he was single. Number two, he was stranger. People did not know him. He came from nowhere. He was, he was stranger. That's number three. Number four, he was strong. بلغ أشده. He reached that full maturity, so he was strong. 40 years old, he was strong. Number four. Number five, عبد. He was a slave. He was عبد. Right? He was عبد. He was a slave. Number six, he was by himself.
I mean, if there was somebody with him, يعني, they could help each other, you know, say, hey, brother, you know, please don't do that. Be careful. Somebody to, you know, if he goes to stray, somebody to pull him back and say, hey, be careful. But he was alone. That's number six. Number seven, she was beautiful. This lady, she was beautiful. How do I know that she was beautiful, by the way, sisters and brothers? How do I know that the wife of this guy was beautiful? The Quran doesn't say that. But how do we know that she was beautiful? Huh? Humaira? Nasima? Watermelon? Shan? Shazia? How do we know that this lady was beautiful? The Quran doesn't say that. Guys, girls, they're not talking to me. What happened? Hello? Anyone home? Because she was the wife of the minister. Na'am, exactly. Most likely. Aziz, exactly. I said that, you know, some of you maybe forgot, but I mentioned that some time back, that this wife, the minister, this guy, is not going to marry any woman. He's not going to marry any woman. Astaghfirullah. That's okay, I'm just joking. It's all right. Don't throw it at me. And you can't, because you can't say I'm very far here, right? He's not going to marry this woman. He's the minister of Egypt, for God's sake, you know. I'm sure he would marry the most beautiful woman right there, right? So that's why she must have been beautiful. That's number seven. She must have been beautiful. Number eight. She had power. She had power. She had power, right? Sean, just be quiet, man. What personality? Come on, take it easy. I'm easy, wallah, yani kida. I'm very easy. I cannot be any easier than this. Yani, come on, yani, take it easy. You take it easy. Come on. you should know me by now, you guys, right? You should know me. So anyways, she was beautiful. And she was sahibat sulta. Is sahibat sulta? Yani she had power, because she's the wife of the minister of Egypt. She had sulta. That's number eight. Number nine. It was not. She didn't call him in the street. Right, Nawal, you understand what I'm saying, right? Yani kida. Number nine. It wasn't in the street, right? It was in the street. It was in her home. That's number nine. Number 10. وغلقت الأبواب, and she locked all the doors. She locked all the doors. I counted 10 instruments of temptations, which could have paved the road for him to do it easily and to fall in it easily. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani, saved him. He said, معاد الله إنه ربي أحسن مثواي إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. أحسن مثواي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made me, you know, and offered me a stay which is agreeable. Alhamdulillah, I'm living in the palace. يعني Allah has blessed me with this favor. How can I fall into this illegal sexual act? But brothers and sisters, listen to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا. Here is something very deep. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا. Verse number 24. If you're following with me in the Quran, verse number 24. This is really deep, profound. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا. Both. She had desires over him, and he had desires for her too. Huh? Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that. She desired him, and he is a man. He also had desire. He had a weakness. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرْرَآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. had he not seen the evidence from his Lord? Quickly, before I let you go, let me pause there. Prophet, he was a man. And as she had desires for him, he also had desires for her. Imagine, she, in one narrations, and this is not from our ahadith, by the way. This is not from our ahadith. This is from the Israeliyat. If you look at the tafasir, they brought up, you know, explanations from, not from the ahadith of the from our Prophet Muhammad, but they were from Israeliyat. One of the tafasir said that she took off her clothes, and then she took a piece of cloth, and then she covered her idol. And he asked her, "Why did you cover the idol?" She says, "I'm feeling shy and embarrassed from my God." So he said, "Well, if you're feeling embarrassed from your God, I'm feeling also embarrassed from my God." And then he did not do it. He pulled himself out. But this is from the, you know, the tafsir, some tafsir from the Isra'iyat. There is one tafsir that says he saw Jibril. He saw Jibril, you know, and Jibril was like biting on his hand, telling him, "Don't do it." This is, you will find all this in the tafsir of the books. Very prominent tafsir, but none of it is true. None of it is correct, in fact. They also said in one tafsir that he looked up the ceiling, and then he saw an ayah from the Quran saying, "Wala taqrabu zina," don't approach zina, don't approach adultery. All these you will find them in the books of the tafsir of interpretations, but none of these make any sense. Lawla an ra'a burhan rabbih, the burhan rabbih, hadn't he seen the yaqeen, the ilm that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed him with, and the privileges and the blessings and the ni'am, the honor that Allah Azza wa Jalla has honored him. So he remembered that, and then he stayed back. Although, subhanAllah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا, she had desires over him, for him. And she had desires for him. And he had desires for her. He is a man. Brothers and sisters, this could happen to any man out there. This could happen to any man out there. At work, it could happen to any human being, man. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا. Brothers and sisters, there was this amazing story that happened in the US. True story. True story. Do you want to know it? You may think it's a cliffhanger. But if you tell me you want to know the story, I will tell you. I will share it with you. It happened in the US. Huh? Do you want me to share with you the story that happened in the US? Something similar to this. Huh? Naseema? Han Humaira? Huh? Noel, Shazia, Mayla said yes. Sean, all right, okay. Yes, me. I will not. Okay, all right. خلاص, mashallah, all of you said yes. طيب, yes. Yalla, Bismillah. It happened in the U.S. in the dorms, the dormitory. There was this boy. Subhanallah, he was religious, and he just goes, you know, and does his thing and come back. And you know, he used to live in the dorms. And in the dorms, there were, you know, the mixed boys and girls. I lived in San Francisco for the first year. You know, I used to live in the dorms. And dorms, it's all about party and fun and whatnot. You know, this is how it is. The life of the dorms in the university, right? So he used to live in these dorms. But subhanAllah, he was committed, religious. He would just go. And he did not talk to girls. But subhanAllah, these girls, when, you know how it is, brothers Adnan and Umair, right? Maybe, I don't know if Umair you would know, or Sean he would know. When you don't pay attention, you know, when girls, they try to, you know, seduce you and you're not paying attention. So this will give them, you know, like you will fuel them. How come this guy is not falling for us? They're going to try to do anything to make you fall, to make you talk to them, to me. So you know what they did? They knew where he lived. They went to his apartment. They knocked at the door, and they took off their clothes at night. They took off their clothes. They went, subhanAllah, to his room. They knocked at the door. He opened the room, and they barged in. They all barged in. Astaghfirullah, half naked, the topless. You know, four of them, four girls, four California girls, California girls. I wish they all could be California. Astaghfirullah. Girls, anyways, California girls, that's what happened. You know, topless, they just barged in and jumped And then they just, you know, attack. You know what the guy, Sean, Toba, Toba, Toba. Okay, what would you have done, buddy? You know, give me that Toba, Toba, Toba. You know, yeah, do me, give me that Toba, Toba. What would you have done, Sean? What would you have done? Four girls, you by yourself in your apartment, right? In your dorm, in your room. And they came, you know, topless, and then they just moved in right there. Yeah, and they jumped in, you know, and you're there. What would you have done, Shani? What would you run away? Run away where? They came and they locked the door. They came and they locked the door. Run away where, man? What are you going to run away? You're going to say, Astaghfirullah, Tawbah, Tawbah, Tawbah? Huh? Astaghfirullah, Tawbah, Tawbah, like you're giving me that Astaghfirullah. You Astaghfirullah me? You know, you Tawbah me? You're going to Tawbah me? Come on. What are you going to do now? You know, four girls, topless, they just barged in. They locked the doors. And just like this lady, they said, well, all yours. My friend, 911, what time? Do you have time to, excuse me, girls, excuse me, one second. What are you doing? I'm going to call 911. Give me 1 second, please. I'm going to call 911. You have time to call 911. There are four girls all over you. Huh? There are four girls all over you. Excuse me, girls. And you're looking at them, by the way. Huh? You're looking. Start inside Ayatul Kursi. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan. But they're all over you. أعوذ بالله الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا What time do you have, my friend? What are you gonna do, man? لا You know what this boy did, brothers and sisters? Do you wanna know what he did? Yes, he jumped off of the window. He jumped off of the window. He did. This happened, it was in the news, in the US, it was in the news. He jumped out from the window. Wallah, it was in the news. And subhanAllah, they arrested those girls. He didn't die, it was just like maybe, you know, the first or second floor, floor or second level, you know. So he jumped, subhanAllah, from the window. He had no time to say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, excuse me, let me call 911. 911. What do you mean 911? He jumped from the window, but the girls, you know, he went and he reported them and the girls got arrested. Yes. But subhanAllah, this lady now, you know, she locked the doors. She locked the doors. She undressed herself. And then she told him, Yosef, I am all yours. I am all yours. Haytalak. He almost fell into her trap because he was a man. He had feelings too. He had feelings too. He almost fell into the trap, but Allah Azza wa Jal protected him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ran. Yusuf at least had a place to run, but that boy, he didn't. He had a place, you know, he's running, but something really interesting happened. You all know that, you know, she ran after him and she, you know, grabbed him from the shirt. And then later on, you know, the man, her husband will come. Her husband will come. And something interesting will happen when her husband will come. And if she was wrong, If she was wronged, she would tell him, kill him. Right? But she did not say, kill him. She said, throw him in jail. Why did she say, throw him in jail? And who was there, by the way? Yusuf, the husband. And the husband called in. He was with him. Who was with him? The judge. The judge. How do I know? I'll tell you. Yusuf, the woman, the husband, the judge. Four people were there all together. But later on, rumors will come out. Women will hear. Oh, women. Wow. Why women? Why Allah did not say, man, they heard rumors that the wife of Al-Aziz is trying to seduce this boy, Yusuf. Why Allah did not say, man? Why only women? Now we're going to go with women. Why women? Why women? Heard this news and rumors. Women heard rumors and they start speaking out. Rumors, women. And where? How did they hear it? How did they hear it?
Subhanallah. So there were only four people who knew about the story. And all rumors, I'm sure the lady, she's not going to divulge that secret. I'm sure Yusuf is not going to divulge that secret. I'm sure the judge is not going to divulge that secret. And the king is not going to divulge the secret. So who divulged that secret and the rumors in the street in Masr? Who? And what happened to this man, this husband? Normally a husband would have ghira. Yeah, normally the husband will have this protective jealousy. You're trying to abuse my wife? Are you trying to harass my wife? What would you do, man? Somebody's trying to harass your wife. And all he said at the end, Yusuf, forget, don't mention this. And you, seek istighfar. That's all he did. Why? Why he acted like that, the husband? Why the husband acted in such a very low, low way? Very low way. Why and who told the people? What's going to happen? What's the story with the shirt one more time? The shirt one more time. They removed his brothers, they removed his shirt. And now this lady, she grabbed him from the shirt. There is a story of a Sahabi which is quite similar. There is a story of a Sahabi that is very quite similar to the story. Do you want to know the story, sisters and brothers, of the Sahabi? But, you know, Nasima, do you want to know? Adnan, Humaira, Iman, Umair, who else? Huh? Sean, brothers, sisters, do you want to know the story of the Sahabi? Shazia, huh? Bashir, Aywa. Do you want to know the story of this Sahabi? Because something similar that happened to Yusuf alayhi salam. Yeah, you got it, my man, Shani. Shani, you got it. Alhamdulillah. All this, inshallah, we'll talk about in our next episode. That will be episode number 23. Patris, inshallah ta'ala, next Monday. We will carry on, bi'idhnillah. You know, we will talk about the man and what kind of person he was. And why Allah Azza wa Jal, by the way, this man, Yusuf could have been sold to many people. He was sold to this man, the minister of finance. I mentioned only one reason. There's another reason. One reason was because he was childless. You know, so he saw him and he liked him and he didn't have any children, so he wanted him. But subhanallah, there's another reason which I did not mention. I will mention that reason again, you know, and I will mention, you know, about him, that kind of man, what kind of man he was. And I will also mention who spread the rumors and why women, were talking. Why women? Why not men? We will talk about more of this and his story with these women who will cut their hands. And why would they cut their hands? And how would they cut their hands? We will talk about all this, my brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala. When? Next Monday, bi'idhnillah. Next Monday, bi'idhnillah. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. May Allah grant you all the highest level in Jannah. And may Allah guide you all. Jazakumullah khair, brothers and sisters. Those of you on Facebook, thank you for coming. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallahu fikum. And those of you on Instagram, thank you for joining. May Allah bless you all. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.